I was talking to Kleindy. He was giving me a little readout on the grand jury.
Sure.
Well, I had him on the other line. He says Segretti took the fifth. And the thing I was most interested in was the Magruder situation. And I didn't talk to him about Magruder specifically, but I talked to him about the PR problem that we would have with granting immunity to former White House people. He said that their working policy is that where a witness has already testified, I think there is a fairly big fish. If he came back and sought immunity to change his testimony, they would not. They would force him.
Well, they don't put Strawn in that category.
Oh, no. This is people who would be subject to perjury. Now, see, Strawn was absolving himself of any exposure to perjury. I don't know. I haven't had time to check. I assume he did. But there would be no immunity except as to those who might take the Fifth Amendment who had not previously testified. For instance, Strawn had gone down there and just taken the Fifth. They'd given him immunity and forced him to testify. But
somebody had testified previously, yes, that murder.
Yeah.
They
would not grant it yet. I don't know if Magruder knows that, but that's an important stoppage. He says that undoubtedly, by reason of McCourt's testimony, they will recall Mitchell. And
have it before the jury is coming.
That's right.
But they have not done it before.
That's right. That's my understanding. Now, he said that.
What did McCourt say?
Oh, he's got all. He says it's all hearsay.
Yeah.
He says it's.
But it's mainly Mitchell and Gregoria rather than others.
That's right. Now, he said, in fact, he said it's strictly hearsay. He said Hunt didn't contribute anything to the case that wasn't already known. He said that the probability is that unless Liddy would crack, and they don't see any likelihood of that at this point, that, and if he cracked, that he would just contradict everybody, or would say, I'm the only actor. So the probabilities are that there will be no new indictments against individuals. Even McGrew. In other words, they can't make a case on anybody right now as the evidence now stands. Now, of course, Dean hasn't been there yet. And I've got to have a heart-to-heart with Dean this morning on the basis of this, so that he understands what the present posture is. He says that the corporate...
But what about the secretary, the woman that he was, the Ziegler was saying, Sally Harmon?
Yeah, he said so far they have not been able...
Who did she prepare things for?
Well,
he didn't know.
I didn't ask him specifically about them because I didn't want to appear too into it, but he said, anyway, said no new indictments unless Gordon Liddy contradicts all the witnesses up to date. He said there are 11 or 12 misdemeanors to be charged against the committee to reelect as a corporation or as an entity, but he said they're minor. Now, he said, as soon as we get through this phase that we're going through now, since Mitchell's been back, we get through the McCourt phase, so to speak, they're going to turn to the whole issue of funds to pay off the defendants. And he said there are two possible crimes. One is a violation of the Campaign Practices Act for the misuse of campaign funds, if in fact campaign funds have been used to pay attorney's fees or living costs of defendants. Then, he said, there is the question of obstruction of justice. And I said, well, I wonder if you'd explain that to me. Okay. He said, if you give a man money to plead guilty, that is not a crime. If he's guilty. If you give a man money not to testify, That's a crime. So, he said this is a very tough offense to establish.
Well, I was going to say, it seems to me that we have, our people have a pretty good name standing. Mm-hmm. We should tell them not to testify.
Right. They said they were going to plead guilty, and we felt sorry for them. And,
right. They're all guilty. Well, that doesn't matter. In fact, they're all.
Well, anyway.
Everybody knows they're
guilty. So that's the report on that.
It's not a crime to give a man money who is trying to plead guilty.
That's right.
Because basically, that's just humanitarian.
Unless you are getting him to do that when he's not guilty in order to obstruct justice against somebody else. But these fellows were guilty. Why, sure. They were standing there with egg on their face and the police walked in, you know.
Except, I suppose you could say that the man is guilty. You say, now you are guilty, but please don't tell what you know, we'll give you money. Is that the
non-testifying is the essence of the crime.
To a person who is guilty. But when a guy is guilty, it's hard to prove that. Well, yes. Testify about what? Testify about who he knows.
The acts of others.
Yeah.
That's the story. But I think that McCord and Hunt have testified. Apparently the Cubans testified and it wasn't anything. So,
McCord said on that. He was, but McCord will probably testify he was given money to shut up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I think so.
Hunt is not.
McCord will go, try and go through Mrs. Hunt to Parkinson. At least that's what his public statement said. I don't know if you noticed what happened to Urban overnight, but Richie slapped him down.
Well, I was going to ask why he did that.
Why Urban did it?
Why Richie did it?
Well, I don't know why Richie did it. He reaffirmed the doctrine of the separation of powers in very forceful terms. He gave Urban a constitutional lesson.
Of course, Richie's absolutely right. What the hell?
Sure.
The civil suits and the criminal suit thing should go forward.
Well, we'll file that away in our reticule, and someday that may be useful.
Let me ask you a couple of other things. You've got to run on, don't you?
Well, no, that's all right. I'm fine.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
I just want
to make sure. I'm fine until about...
The thought occurred to me, Armstrong.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll call Higby.
Who will know? Because he will keep you track of what the guy is saying. Apparently. Now, where did Higby quit? You saw Mitchell's statement.
Yeah.
Oh, mighty hard line. If I'd have known, I would have helped you.
Thank you. John Irvin, did Gordon go back yesterday? And do you know what they said?
Yes, you can find out much.
Can you find out and have Steve give me a note here in the president's office? Thank you.
He did.
He contacted Silver and they made an appointment to get together and he's going to get the details.
Let's see who.
Let me ask you about the my understanding that the money was returned to the committee.
The fund that Bob had? Oh, yes. Yes, it was.
Okay, but why didn't it return to the root?
Because he was an official of the committee at that time.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
But as?
Yep. He was the designated. No, he wouldn't give a receipt. It was interesting. They were supposed to get a receipt. Mm-hmm. And that's the way Dean had it set up, that the money, Dean acted as a contact.
The money, you think, it's your judgment, is that it was actually obtained. Purpose of helping the defendants, or you don't
not within the reportable money.
Well, it isn't.
And so, and so they were interested in not having it taken back into the bookkeeping process at 1701. And that's why it went to LaRue.
The money that was, incidentally, the 10 million that was collected before April, didn't that go through the bookkeeping process?
Not all of
it. Didn't need to be.
Some of it was in Herb's custody.
Some of it was not
required. And was siphoned off. That's right. Siphoned off ahead of time. That's correct. That's my understanding. That a lot of Herb's money did go into the bookkeeping.
Yes.
But that they siphoned some off in advance.
For what?
Well, for this fund, for instance, for your own personal polling.
Oh.
So it wouldn't have to come out of the committee funds. Then the rest of it was,
basically, this is pre-primary money, what we would say.
That's right. That's right. Some of it goes back to late 70s, 71.
But he gave it to LaRue as a member of the finance committee, right?
Right. Dean asked Stan.
Dean asked Stan's wife.
Who to give it to?
Oh, Dean and Baldwin's request said, look, we want to get this money out of here.
Well, actually, Strong's request.
Strong
said to Bob, what do I do with it? Bob said, send it back to the committee. Strong said to Dean, who do I send it to? Dean said, I'll find out.
You're on good ground there, Paul. I just wanted to be sure that I didn't miss something here. How did Sloan know all this? Why did he specify it?
I think Sloan probably reconstructed a certain amount of this by just calling the people and asking them.
Well, why would grand jury or U.S. attorney be interested in knowing about the 350? Is that trying to lead to their second phase?
Yes, yes. Trying to find out the source of the money that went to the defendants.
Have they called LaRue?
No, not yet.
That would be in the second phase.
I would think so.
Is anybody, who is representing LaRue?
O'Brien.
Can you find out, or will you try to find out what is LaRue going to say? Are you terribly interested in that?
I have a preliminary rundown from O'Brien right now.
Could you give me an idea?
LaRue will say he never heard of any money. He doesn't know anything. He's just a boy from Mississippi. He's going to try and wave it away. Yeah.
What the Christ is going to happen? I mean, you're going to leave a hell of a mystery.
No, I don't think so very much.
Yeah.
He's going back to the grand jury Monday morning to correct on the record. He corrected the record on the phone with Silver. Silver is scheduling for early Monday morning.
That isn't going to hurt.
It's going to help, in my opinion.
This.
The Strong thing.
Mitchell?
Yes, sir. That was
very strong. Was being very important because I went back and checked on it was 328, in other words.
Yep.
So much was used for advertising.
Yep.
It'll help him, you mean, in terms of his credibility.
That's not only him, but Bob.
See? Yeah. But if you told Bob, then therefore told him to get his head down.
Right.
Well,
frankly, I think there's real exposure in this, and I don't think that LaRue can get away with that because of the of taxes, if nothing else. The U.S. attorney will say, well, look, Mr. LaRue, on your testimony, we've got a fellow here who says he turned over $300,000 to you, and you say you don't know anything about it. Now, somebody owes income tax on $300,000. Who is it? And he'll say, I don't know. Couldn't tell you. Don't know. Can't imagine where the guy got that idea.
Well, he'll deny he got the money.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, this is what O'Brien told me on San Clemente.
Say, you owe it to O'Brien.
Oh, I understand.
No,
I've already done that. I've already done that. I've passed the word to him by a third party.
What would Mitchell have had Strong do? Go and say he didn't turn on that?
Couldn't. Couldn't.
Because it already been testified that it didn't.
Well,
that
was told true. Last November, he had told the U.S. attorney that he had it.
Who, Strong?
Yeah.
Oh, Sean said what? What did he do?
The U.S. Attorney phoned him and said, we have evidence that you have a fund of $350,000.
But Sean said.
That you're holding things. He said, yes, sir.
That's before he turned it back?
Yeah.
Well, he did turn it back until he got the call from the U.S. Attorney.
That's right.
And then he told all of them.
Then he said to Bob, say we've got this fund of money, and I just had a call about it. What do I do with it? Bob said, send it back to the committee. I forgot all about it.
Sure, we had forgotten. You know, we had, didn't need it. It's fresh money. We never used it.
Yeah.
So for that, what was it used for, that mailing? Could you find out?
I'm trying to find out. It was sent to Baruti, the PR man, you know, one of the Baruti brothers.
Yeah.
And I have asked him to find out for me. Colson's coming in this morning, and I'm going to get into that with him. He will remember, I'm sure, what it was for.
I got a Colson last night.
Oh, did you?
I got his, the Middlesex Club.
Good.
It's good, too, anyway, you know, to let him deal. These fellows must not feel they ought to be in business for themselves.
Oh, that's right.
That's their problem.
Yeah.
Life.
Did he tell you that he was coming in?
No.
Oh. Well, I had...
He said that you had Colson to write something up.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, you should. And I said, for God's sakes, also, Chuck said, you were telling me that we ought to get into all these counterattack things. And I said, John tells me there's nothing in my right pocket. He said, no, that's not true. I know it's
Well... I'll touch base with him, and he can give it to Kachija, and they can
just...
God
almighty,
Kachija. What a man. Well, of course, he's only one man until Pat gets back.
Yes, and then, two men.
Well, but then I want Pat to pick the people. There isn't any point in trying to pick a staff for Buchanan, because you'd never win.
That's
right.
That's right.
But, yeah, well, we'll encourage Pat to get guys he has confidence in, the development, you know.